नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरण। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my transcendental Gurudev, Om Vishnu Parshish Mad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same thousands of my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parshish Mad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Especially I have come by the inspiration given by my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And to obey him, I am coming here and there. My main purpose is to glorify him, also my Gurudev, and also our Guru Parampara. Now I am seeing, prominent problem what is? If a man has by reading books or by hearing his Gurudev or devotees, he understands that world is nothing but like a dream. And in this world, everything is momentary. It cannot help us, this world. So knowingly this, by reading any shastra or hearing from Gurudev or for any devotees, not by realization, but only by hearing. And he gives up worldly life. And he wants to practice bhakti yoga. But by hearing, he only understands these things, but he has no taste in hearing Hari Katha, in Hari Nam, especially in the serving of his Gurudev and devotees, and in taste in hearing Hari Katha in the council of a high class of devotees. This situation is very critical, very, very critical. To survive in this critical situation, very hard. And we are almost all in this. No taste in all these things, but we have left also world. Very critical. In this situation, if we have not taken a decision, very firm or strong decision, that I should not give up that association. High class. Not serving Gurudev. We should serve our Gurudev. This form and a strong, this mood is there. Then he can be shaped, otherwise not. And that is why so many devotees came to my Shiksha Guru, your Prabhupada. So many devotees. Lakhs and lakhs from different parts of whole world. And they were in this critical position. They left world. But no taste in Harikatha so much. Only they helped in some way outwardly to their Gurudev. I told about these things in my class of California.
San Francisco.
Yes, in evening class. Do you remember something? The points? Or you can tell? They should all hear and realize that where we are. More. You should point out the points.
In San Francisco, Srila Gurudev explained that at the present time, this is the most important thing to think over. Why did this happen that so many disciples of our Srila Prabhupada received Harinam and Diksha initiation, were serving our Gurudev so much, opening temples, becoming number one and number two in book distribution in the world, opening up Gurukulas, and some even taking renounced order sannyas, most living in the Brahmachari ashram with our Gurudev. But after his departure, thousands became very weak, and they gave up the renounced order, entered into materialistic type family life, and gave up their practices of Krishna consciousness. This question, he said, is the most important question of the present time. When the guru gives the seed of bhakti and the disciple plants that seed in his heart, it's very important that he water that seed regularly by hearing Harikatha in Shrestha.
Oh, you can come here. Give his chair to him. New boys, they should give. Especially those are hanging. Oh, that. What? Using.
Lati.
Oh, yes, yes. That boy. You should sit there. You are very young. Ramesh Prabhu should come here. Here. You can swing no harm. Perhaps you have come for swinging. Sit down. Go on.
He gave a very clear answer that, as he's saying now, we gave up our material activities, but on the other side had no taste for Harikatha. He gave the example of Kala Krishnadas, who accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his personal servant in South India. He was doing so much service for Mahaprabhu and helping him in so many ways. So he was very lucky. However, he had no taste for inquiring from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please answer my doubts, please tell me Harikatha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going all over South India and making so many people Vaishnavas. But what happened to this servant who had no taste? He became attracted by the Bhattacharis, the gypsy girls, and he became enchanted and even left the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then on the other side, Srila Gurudev said, here's another type of disciple, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Right from his young age, he had so much taste in hearing from his Gurudev, Yadunandanacharya, from Srila Haridas Thakur, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit, and ultimately Sanatan Goswami, and more ultimately Rupa Goswami. He always wanted to hear from them, and he learned from them how to chant in the right process. And he became so successful. He's the number one Rupanuga Bhakta of all existence. So here's two kinds of disciples. Gurudev was explaining that when we plant the seed of bhakti in our heart, we have to regularly water it by chanting and hearing in pure devotee association. Then, when that seed grows a little bit and it becomes a sprout and some roots start taking hold in the earth, at that time, not so much water is required as before, but now that gardener, that disciple, that aspiring devotee has to make a fence around his baby creeper. And what is that fence? That fence, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srila Rupa Goswami, is the association of pure devotees. Particularly, he has to take shelter of that devotee who has become like a giant tree. His roots are deep, deep in the soil, and he doesn't require watering from anywhere outside. He's self-supportive, and no elephant, even a mad elephant, cannot go near that tree and do any harm. The mad elephant represents offenses to Nam, to Vaishnavas, to Seva, to Thakurji, to all jivas, particularly to Vaishnavas, and the fence represents the association of pure devotees. So one has to chant in that association in the right process. So many examples Srila Gurudev gave of the right process. That is, one should avoid the association of non-devotees. He explained who is a non-devotee, the Mayavadis, those who are associating with women, or those who are very friendly with those who are associating with women. One should avoid that person's association. One should follow Cheto Darbana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam, the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set up, particularly the four, becoming, feeling lower than a straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others without any desiring any in return. And Nam Nam Akari Bahudar, lamenting, grieving, singing the prayers of our previous acharyas that I have no attachment for your holy name, although you've invested all of your powers in that holy name. So sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi. Sarva siddhi, sadhu sangha, sorry. Lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. All the shastras say that sadhu sangha, even a little bit, can give full perfection. And even a little bit of what? Five. There's numbers. These four, becoming lower than a straw on the street, more talent than a tree, offering respect to others and not desiring any. And these five, what is that? Chanting the holy name in the association of pure devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in their association, living in Vrindavan, if not by body, then by mind, in that association, and serving Thakurji with faith in that association. Everything comes back to that association. And when one does so, then he tastes that Anandamudi Bhardhanam. He swims in the waves of love and affection of Krishna. And Gurudev gave on that evening the example of Mahaprabhu, who was swimming in the waves of the ocean, having jumped in by thinking that it was the Jamuna, feeling so much separation from Krishna, having chanted in that right process, "Oh, son of Nanda, I'm your eternal servant. But although I am so, somehow or other I fall into this material ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and engage me as an atom of your lotus feet." That kind of helplessness and humility in the association of pure devotees. Then he told the story of how the fishermen caught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his net, how Swarup Damodar was the ghost exorcist, to relieve that fisherman of his so-called ghost, how they performed Sankirtan to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how he lamented that, oh, I was serving Radha and Krishna and the gopis, they were engaging me and Krishna was loving me. And then you woke me up for that. He told the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to his teacher, his spiritual master, Srila Ishvara Puri, and said, what is this mantra that you've given me? You've told me how to chant it, that there's nothing. Kalona stevana stevana steva gatira nyata. There's nothing but this holy name. You told me that I should consider myself a fool and take this name as my very life, that nothing else will make me happy. So I did that, but what happened? What did you give me, Gurudev? I've become like a madman. How? My Harinam turned into a sham-colored boy. The very Harinam turned into Krishna, and I saw him playing a flute and gazing at me with sidelong glances. And I went to follow him. I went to catch him, but he began moving backwards here and there. When I was just about to capture him, he disappeared, and I became like a madman and began rolling on the ground. Oh, my beloved Krishna, where are you? Where are you? So Gurudev is giving the process from the beginning, Chaitra Darpana Marjanam, Pratipadam Punamritam Svadanam, how one can taste nectar, Radha Krishna's leelas at every step by following this right process and going beyond that critical stage.
Thank you. So, we should think about this very critical position. Those who think that now I have become guru, we have served for 20 years or Prabhupada, nothing to know more, nothing to hear, nothing to read, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada. We have only come from our Prabhupada. We know only Prabhupada. It means he knows nothing. False ego only. You can compare this situation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even being Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Brijendanandan, and how he questions Raya Ramananda and hears. Very patiently, questioning, and he is answering. Though all the things are coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is inspiring him. But who is he speaking? Who is solving the questions? Oh, Raya Ramananda. Anyone comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells that, I don't know Harigatha. I have heard something from Raya Ramananda. If you want to hear Harikatha, you should go to Raya Ramananda. He says, you know one Brahmachari, Nishinghananda or Pradyumna Mishra. Nishinghananda also the same name. He said, but he returned back. He was not satisfied. He saw that he was engaged in, Raya Ramananda was engaged in serving very teeny teenager girls, and making them bath, decorating them everywhere. Oh, they were naked, but even decorating them and telling the poses how to dance in front of Jagannath and the modes. So he thought that he is not a good devotee. He is with naked girls, teenage, and he is decorating them in a lonely place. No one is there. I cannot believe in on his character. So he must be any loose character. And then he returned by Mahaprabhu told her, have you heard? Oh, he was engaged in something, and so I returned back. Oh, you must go again. And tell that, Gauchandra has sent me to hear some Harikatha to you. And then he again went. Raya Ramananda told, He did pranam to that Brahmin. It may be that he has taken the lotus dust of that Brahmin Nrisimhananda. But now he was so much regard for that Hari Ramananda. He told that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me to hear something. Oh, Mahaprabhu has sent. Oh, I must help you. Then what Harikatha you want to hear? Oh, the same thing that you have told to, oh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same thing I want. And then he knew that this person, this Brahmin and devotee, had no idea of anything, A, B, C, D. So he began to question himself and answering also, both. A pure devotee can ask any question. Otherwise, those who don't know A, B, C, D of Bhakti Marg, they cannot ask any pure question. And without questioning, oh, they cannot hear, they cannot know anything. So, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Three things should be there. Then they will give something, instructions. Otherwise not. Without seva, without unconditional surrendering, and without very humble questions, any tattvavid cannot sprinkle their mercies to you. First be like this. I know everything. I am Guru. So I am making questions only to know that you know or not. Oh, this is not process. Then he went and he told that, oh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent. And then he was questioning and answering both. And when he heard all these things, now first he gave his lotus dust to him, and now he fell flat, rolling on the earth. Oh Prabhu, now I have known so much things. Please be merciful. And having so much glorification in his heart, he returned to Mahaprabhu, and he also, oh, really you have done, sprinkle your mercy that you have sent there. Otherwise, I have not known all these things. So himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is hearing. And you, if think that, oh, we have now become perfect. And Guru, no need of reading Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Oh, we have done and served so much. Now you are really Guru. Then you are not Guru, you are what?
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo of where? Australian kangaroo. So you should not be tied. I hear that, among my senior disciples, they don't attend any classes because they know everything. But I know that they don't know anything, A, B, C, D. False. They must attend all. Without attending high association, you cannot know anything. So give up this false ego and attend classes without any hesitation. And here, not only he, you know Raghunath Das Goswami, whole his life was engaged in hearing. She told, from Jadunandan Acharya, from Haridas Thakur, from Sachinandan Gaurhari, again Nityananda Prabhu, again to Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, and then Gadadhar, and all Vaishnavas there in the council of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Gambhira. And after that, he took shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatana. So, we should try to be like that. That is why we see that by hearing in high class of associations, we should try to fix our goal of life. If no goal of life, then everything is useless. And that is why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, first, Srila Krishna Das Goswami, hearing from Rupa Raghunath and all others, he wanted to fix our goal, especially in third, first, Adi Lila, third and fourth, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has definitely, strongly, he has established that what goal is supermost. Especially in Raya Ramananda Sambhad, he has described so many objects and so many processes. And he has given so many definitions of this. But we don't read to accept all these things. Very deeply we don't want to go inside. And that is why we are always weak and weak. If anyone will hear all these things from a bona fide devotee, then he will very easily fix his goal of life. Goal of his what? Sadhan bhajan he can. Otherwise not. So, in first chapter, third and fourth. What were the causes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come? What were the causes that Krishna wanted to come to this world with his all associates, taking the mode, intrinsic mode of Radhika and golden
complexion?
Why he came? And in this thing, oh, he is explaining all these things. What he has heard from where? Raghunath especially. He heard. He heard from them, the idea, mood of Sarup Damodar, that is Lalita, Vishakha, Raya Ramananda. And then he has told something in third and fourth chapter. What was that cause? Can you? In brief.
Four causes? Four types of causes. Four
reasons. In brief. You can take. Where is? If you want to keep all these things in your heart, then attentively hear all these things. Because you have left everything and come here for 7 days here from different parts. So you should take something.
Would it mean to repeat something what I have heard from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially here in the Adi Lila, chapter 3 and 4, Srila Krishna's Kairaj Goswami is explaining very deeply the reason for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Acharyas have explained very clearly that Mahaprabhu, he has two reasons for appearing in this world. His primary reasons and his secondary reasons. So first of all, the primary reason. This also has two parts. Primary, and the secondary reason. So first of all, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he has explained, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vainaya.
Oh, begin from beginning.
From bottom.
Jada Jada Hi Dharmasya.
I'm explaining not from starting from the top, starting from the bottom. Bottom is it.
Don't go. Jump. Begin from.
We know from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself explained his reasons for coming in this world. Yada yada hi dharmasya dhanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adhamasya tadatmanam shidamyam kritanaya sadhunam vinashira chaduskitam dharma samstapanatya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever the religion is on the decline and irreligion is rising up, at that time, Krishna said, I appear myself. I destroy the demons and the influence in this world, and I protect the devotees, and I establish real religious principles. So, when the age of Kali came, then Krishna himself, he appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of his reasons for coming was this, to establish Yuga Dharma. What is the Yuga Dharma? Harinam Sankirtan. All should chant Krishna name. In this age of Kali, there is no other religious process but the chanting of the holy names. So this reason, this is very good. Also, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Sri Advaita Acharya, Krishna's own expansion had come into this world. And he was thinking, all are engaged in so many activities against devotional service. I want Krishna himself to come, and he will establish religious principles in this world. So Advaita Acharya, he was worshipping his Shalagram Shila with Tulsi leaves and Ganga Jal, and with tears, and crying very loudly. And by his calls, he inspired Krishna. Krishna was surely going to come in this age of Kali. But at which time he would come, at which moment, it was not fixed. But the call of Advaita Acharya inspired him, I will come now and appear in Navadvip. So to establish Yuga Dharma, and also by the call of Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to this world. But he has some very special reasons. So Krishna himself is saying, Prema rasa nirjash karite ashadan, raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. I have come, I want to come to this world. Why? Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. I want to give a type of bhakti which was not given before. What is that? Raga nuga bhakti. Many incarnations appeared in this world. Matsya, Varaha, Kurma, Nishinga, Kalki, Parashuram, Ramachandra, Brahadev, Bamandev. So many have appeared in this world. And also so many Acharyas came. Madhva Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Nimbaditya, Vishnu Swami. But though they taught something about bhakti, they taught Vaidhi Bhakti, devotional service which is performed according to regulative principles, inspired by the discipline of Shastra. But Krishna, he is not so much pleased by this bhakti. He can be pleased, but this type of bhakti cannot control him. So Krishna, he wanted to spread and establish and preach within this world Raga Nuga Bhakti. That means devotional service following the moods of the residents of Vrindavan, who have natural family relationship with Krishna, which is free from all awe and reverence.
So he never came to establish Vaidhi Bhakti. Never. Because so many previous acharyas had done this. Especially for what he came.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this Radhamar. Why? He's saying, Sakale Jagati Kori More Vidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti Braja Bhava Paiti Nahi Shakti. All in this world are following Vaidhi Bhakti. But this doesn't have the power to awaken within the heart the love of the residents of Vrindavan. Aishwarya Gyaneti Sab Jagatam Ishrit Aishwarya Shitila Prema Nahi Mora Prit. He's saying that those who think that I am God and I am the Supreme Lord and they serve me with a mood of awe and reverence, that love, it cannot fully satisfy me or control me. I like the love of the Brijbasis. My friends, they never think that I am God. They think I am equal to them. And what to speak of that, my mother thinks, oh, she is more than me. She thinks if I don't feed my son my breast milk, oh, then he will become weak and skinny. And more than that, the gopis, they can chastise Krishna and call him a cheater and a liar and so many things. And he enjoys this so much. This is very sweet music to his ears. So Krishna was thinking, I want to, the jivas of this world, they'll have a chance to serve me with this very high class of love. And among the different moods, Mahaprabhu himself is saying, Yuga Dharma Pravataimo Nama Sankirtan. I'll establish Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan. But something more than this. Chari Bhava Bhakti De Anachamu Bhuvan. I want to give the moods of Vrindavan. Dasya Sakya Vatsali and Madhurja. No one else can do this. Yuga Dharma Pravatana Hoya Angsa Hoite Ami Bina Nohiyane Braja Premadite. My answers, my incarnations, they can establish Yuga Dharma. Advaitacharya can come and establish Yuga Dharma. But no one can give Braja Prem. This is my prerogative. Only I am giving this. So Mahaprabhu came to give this. And among this Braja Prem, especially through Rupa Goswami Pad, Mahaprabhu wanted to give something that was never ever given before. So Rupa Goswami himself revealed in his Vidagdha Madhav Natak, Anarpita Charim Chira Krunayavatir Nahakalo Samarpayatum Unnat Ujwalara Sam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Juti Kadamba Sandipita Sadarida Kandare Spratuva Sachinandana. Srila Rupa Goswami is praying, may that son of Satyamata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appear in the innermost chambers of your heart. He is Hari, the Supreme Lord himself, but he appeared in this age of Kali with the sentiments and complexion of Srimati Radharani, to give what was never given before in this day of Lord Brahma, in this Kalpa, for 8,460,640,000,000 years. It was never given before during this time. And what is that? Samarpayatum unnat ujwala rasam swabhakti sriyam. Unnat ujwala rasa. This is the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Parakya rasa bhakti. How they love Krishna without any mood of awe and reverence. Thinking, not that Krishna is my husband. Thinking he is my paramour lover. And among them, Srimati Radharani is the highest. Unnat ujwala rasam swabhakti. Here, swabhakti. The bhakti of Krishna's own nearest and dearest Srimati Radharani. So, Mahaprabhu has not come to give this. He came to give Unnat Ujwala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. The beauty of the mood of Srimati Radhika. Here, Srila Ramananda Rai, he explains to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahabhav Chintamani Radharasarupa Krishna Prema Kalpalata Sakigana Hoy Tarapala Pushpapata. Radharani is like a creeper that fulfills all the desires of Krishna. And that creeper is so beautiful, especially when it has many leaves and flowers and all small flowers, manjaris. When the wind will blow, then the leaves and manjaris, they all dance. So Radharani is like a creeper, and her sakis, they're like the leaves. And manjaris, or small flowers, they are her maid servants. So these manjaris, they are the beauty of the creeper of Srimati Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself and he wanted to give a special type of love. That is the mood of the maid servants of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari and others. Even in their dreams, they have no desire at all to meet independently with Krishna. They only want to serve Radharani completely and make arrangements for her to meet with Krishna. It may be that Lalita and Vishakha, they are superior to the Manjaris. They are like their gurus even, giving them instructions and orders. So they are senior, according to Padmarjada. According to etiquette of their position, Lalita and Vishakha, they are superior. But Raghunath Dasa Swami especially is praying, Sakyaya te mama namostu namostu nityam, dasyaya te mama rasostu rasostu satyam. I give my pranam to the position of Lalita and Vishakha. They are so high, but I don't want to be like them. I only want to be the dasya of Srimati Radharani. Even though by Padmarjada, that means by the etiquette of their position, they are superior. By Seva Vaishistya, That means the speciality of the service opportunities. The Manjaris are more fortunate. They have more chance to be very close to Radharani and serve in so many intimate ways. So Mahaprabhu, he wanted to give this thing. So this is another reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance. Very special and important reason. And all the acharyas coming in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, they're in this mood and they are distributing this mood in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of all the reasons for Mahaprabhu's appearance, the first and prominent and primary reason of all was described by Swarup Damodar. Sri Radaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddisho Vanya Va Swajolye Nadbhuta Madurima Kiddisho Va Madhya Sokyam Chasyat Madanubhava Va Kiddisham Veti Lobha Tadbhava Dhyasamijani Sachigarabha Sindho Hadindhu. He's saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared from the womb of Satyamata like the moon appearing from the ocean. Why? Because he had a very intense greed to understand three things. Sri Radaya Pranaya Mahima. What is the glory of Radharani's love? It is so powerful. Krishna himself has admitted, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishanat Ami Sadanana Nritte Nachaya Udbhat. The love of Radharani is so powerful. It is my guru. And it causes me to dance in various noble ways all the time. So what is the glory of Radharani's love? And Sojore Yenad Bhutama Gurima. Krishna was thinking, well, Radharani is so qualified. She attracts my mind. Yet she seems to be more attracted to me than I am attracted to her. There's something about me that I don't understand that she realizes. That she is tasting. E prema dwari nitya radhika akali amara madhurya mrita ashodeya sokali. Radharani, through her love, she tastes my sweetness completely. Only she can do it by her love. So if I can be absorbed in the mood of Radharani, only then will I be able to see myself through her eyes and realize what are the sweetnesses in me. My Venu Madhuri, the sweetness of my flute playing. My Rupa Madhuri, the sweetness of my form. My Prema Madhuri, of my love, and my Leela Madhuri, of my pastimes. So this was the second of the threefold reasons which are primary for his appearance. And the third one, Krishna was thinking, in this world, those who are rishis and sages like Bharat Muni, they have written something about the love between male and females, and they have said both enjoy equally in their affairs. But he doesn't know my Vrindavan. Radharani, she experiences thousand times more happiness than me. What happiness does she experience? I have agreed for this. So the prominent reason of all is divided into three. Krishna wanted to realize the greatness of Radharani's love, the sweetness in him that only she can taste through her love, and the happiness that she feels in their loving relationship. And therefore, he appeared in this world as Satyanandan Gaurahari.
By these things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave some idea that what should be our goal of life, goal of our sadhan bhajan. Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, my Siksha Guru, he came to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this way. Not for anything else. As you have heard that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never come for this. Only Nam Sankirtan. So, you should also know that the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if he is not fulfilling this desire to preach this thing in this world, to give this thing, very thing, then how, by Nagar Sankirtan, how can he can do? So he had not come for this. Hearing this in Mathura, once whole ISKCON became upset. And they told, oh, he is minimizing our Gurudev. I told all foolish persons. All foolish. I'm glorifying that he has not come to do the job of Mahavishnu to establish Yuga Dharma. What is Nam Sankirtan? Or to do Dharma Pratishtha. He never come only for that. He came for the same reason that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. For the same reason from whom Rupa Goswami has appeared in this world. Only for this. And what was that? Oh, we have told. What? To preach Rag Marga. First. A guru can give this. Rupa Goswami. Very easily. He gave it. Rag Marga. You should know what is rag. How you can know? If there is no high class of association. You should know first what is bhakti. What is uttama bhakti. You should know what is adhama bhakti. Adhama bhakti means?
Mishra bhakti.
Mishra bhakti. Arop siddha bhakti. Sangha siddha bhakti. Amalgamated bhakti with karma and jnana. We should know all these things. And what is called sadhan? What is called sadhan? We should know. For beginners, Guru make tell, Rupa Goswami tell, very good student. But really, what we are doing, this is not Uttama Bhakti or Madhyama Bhakti or Shuddha Bhakti even. Amalgamated Bhakti. It comes in the Srini category of what? Sangha Siddha or especially Arup Siddha. These are not pure Bhakti. What is the definition of Sadhan? What? You? You should know all. What is sadhan bhakti? Go on.
Sadhana bhakti has been divided into two parts.
No, I want to know the definition.
So Rupa Goswami Pada has given definition. Kriti sadhya, bhavet sadhya, bhavasya sadhanabhya, nitya siddhasya bhavasya, prakata mridi sadhya.
What is the meaning?
Kriti sadhya. So sadhana bhakti means to perform activities of kriti by body, mind and words to develop siddhasya bhavasya. The eternal mood situated in the jiva. So activities to attain the stage of bhava bhakti by body, mind and words, that is called sadhana bhakti.
Yo. Pundarik.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitte siddhasya bhavaste prakatyam kriti sadhya tha. Eternal mood, Nitya Siddha Bhav, is eternally perfected, and there is no need to make any endeavors to get that because it's eternally existing. But for the conditioned soul, how he has to awaken that eternal perfected mood in his heart? Through Kriti Sadhya, by engaging his body, mind, and senses in devotional activities. And when such engagement is tadatmik, means when it becomes one, like when we put an iron rod in fire, and then what happens? After a while, the fire and the iron, it becomes identical, hot, and the iron rod imbibes the quality of fire, and it can also burn anything. So similarly, although these mundane senses, they cannot touch the spiritual substance, the transcendental mood. But when under the guidance of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, the bona fide Vaishnavas, when we practice bhakti, then by their association, these limbs of bhakti, which are transcendental, they attain tadatma, the oneness with our senses. And then gradually, by focusing these endeavors to attain the particular mood in which one wants to serve Krishna, then this is called sadhana bhakti.
You. बैठक करके बोलो जल्दी बोलो बेसि बिना संक्षेपे और मूल तात्पर्य ये शॉर्ट कम हियर ये शॉर्ट कम नियर मोर नियर आर हियर एंड यू कैन नॉट गेट अप ऑलवेज डियर फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग वेर यू आर व्हाई I will chastise you.
So, Gurudev ordered me to explain about sadhan.
Here, Prabhupada,
as explained in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kriti Saddha Bhave Saddha Bhavasa Sadhanavida Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakattam Hidhi Saddhata. So, we just have heard from Sripad Aranya Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. We have to fix our goal at first. So what is our goal and how we can get that goal? We have to know very clearly. In these circumstances, I want to clarify another point. That all jivas are, all living entity are eternal servant of Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna. And all of them, in their constitutional form, some kind of servitor mode inside that living entity's heart. Some living entity, in his constitutional form, want to serve Krishna as a servant. Some want to serve Krishna like his friend. Some want to serve Krishna like his parents. And some want to serve Krishna like gopis in paramour mood. This already fixed in our constitutional form. So, Nitya Siddha, that Nitya Siddha means eternal perfect mood is in our soul. So we have to manifest that. How it is possible? We have to fix our goal. I want to achieve mood. Mood means bhav. What kind of bhav?
Rati.
Bhav means a rati. So, if we do sadhana means do some process, how to achieve that bhava roti? Keeping this goal, or keeping this destination in our mind, I must have to attain that goal. That means have to achieve that roti. So, fixing our goal, if we do sadhana, if we do any process, how? Kriti sadhana with, by the help of our indriya and Kriti means very carefully. Sometimes I do today, a few days gap. No, have to do continuously and very carefully. Then you will be sadhana. If we not fix our goal that we have to achieve bhav or rati, if we not fix and we doing Hare Krishna Mahamantra or in the Shravan Kirtan, then it is not sadhana. It is sadhanabhas, semblance of sadhana. So, we have to fix our goal, then we have to achieve Dharati, and then under guidance of bona fide Vaishnav and bona fide Gurudev, if we proceed, then it will be complete sadhana, otherwise sadhana bhas or anything else. Hare Krishna.
Very good. What he has told, you should clear it. Prabhu. Again and I am again telling. Sorry. Thing special all are telling. You should hear and try to realize and understand. If you are not understanding, or again you can call, ask questions. So you should try to come in sadhan, not in false ego. That what I'm doing, oh, it is sufficient.
So here Srila Gurudev and Maharaj of the devotees explaining what is sadhan. One, most important is we have to first fix our goal of what we're trying to achieve with that sadhan.
Very good.
Sadhya, the word sadhya, means the aimed object. Just like if Aranya Maharaj, he many times tells, when we go to the train station and tell, oh, we want to get a train ticket, first, the conductor will ask, where do you want to go? But if we don't know where we want to go, we may say, oh, just give me some ticket, I'll figure out later where we want to go. So we cannot actually purchase a ticket this way. We have to know where we want to go. So the aim and object of sadhana is that bhav, that mood that we're trying to achieve. And then the process by which this mood can be obtained, which is eternally situated in the soul, is by engaging the external senses, the mind and the body, in the process of bhakti. Even though the material senses and the mind cannot touch that mood, but just like iron, when it is put into fire, it eventually takes on the qualities of the fire, becoming also hot and red and burning like the fire. Eventually, under the guidance of bona fide guru and pure Vaishnavas, it can turn into bhava bhakti.
Yes. Then it is called sadhana. If there is no mood, if there is no object of our sadhana bhakti, that I want to achieve rati, shraddha, first sadhu sangha, anattha nivritti, then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, and then we will reach in this stage of rati. So hearing from Vaishnavas, hearing the glorification of this rati, knowing what is rati, rati of gopis towards Krishna, rati of friends to Krishna, rati of other one, Nanda and Yashoda, to Krishna. These are sthayi bhav.
Permanent mode.
In transcendental realm, bhakti realm. So this should be for whom? Beginners. If they have no object and chanting, remembering, hearing, then our result will be like zero. Something like zero. So they should know all these things. And then they should fix a goal that I want to achieve. But this thing, rati, is transcendental. Our tongue, our mind, our senses cannot touch transcendental modes. You know? Never. But anyhow, in the guidance of Shuddha Gurudev, taking initiation in real sense, not in
formality.
Our diksha is like formality, not in real sense. We were admitted in that diksha school, but we have not completed the course. But we think that, oh, we have passed. We are initiated. So we are in class. We should try to know. And then hearing all these things, a tendency will come that how I can achieve this transcendental rati. Then, by the order, by the teachings of our Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnava, we will engage this
senses.
What sense? Material senses. Material ten. Material
ears.
But engaging. And always. practicing our serving Gurudev and falling. We are doing for Rati, making goal of this. And then if he will engage all these things, then in what process it come? It will come, O Kripa Ram Prabhu, and what name? Pundarik has explained. It will come. The transcendental Rati will come. How? Like in iron or fire, power will come. It comes. And becomes one. Tadatma bhav.
Oneness.
And then Rati comes. Nitya siddhasya bhavasyam prakatyam hridishadita. Oh, our mood, our this mood, oh, is in our
constitutional
form. Any of the four, any of the three especially, either in vatsalya rasa or friend rasa or madhur rasa. We have that thing. Now, by practice, first by sadhan, by these senses, we'll attain rati. And when rati will be achieved, then what will be our goal? Prem will go. And if this goal is there, then it is bhav sadhan, bhav bhakti. And then gradually you will go. Go premanande. Oh, you're so darn, Jenny.